Welcome this Thursday evening to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. Brother Freedom and some of us have gathered, and the Lord is giving him some good things in the area of the church, but we'll see how it develops. The Holy Spirit's going to work on it. Lord, we thank you for this good day. We thank you that you've spared us today. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We thank you for your presence. And Lord, we agree in prayer with all those who are listening today that are a part of this fellowship. Lord, we pray for their healing, we pray for their salvation, we pray for their deliverance, we pray for the joy of the Lord to be their strength. And we pray that you would anoint them, that they might receive this wonderful truth that you are going to share with us tonight. Bless Brother Freedom, and we thank you, we give you this room. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father in heaven, we're so thankful for having such a special day. We're thankful for your goodness. We thank you for all that you've done. I pray that you'd give me strength this night to help me in a very special way. I feel like my words right now are like I got mush in my mouth, Lord, and I need you to help me. I need you to bring the strength that only you can do. Father, I really feel the subject was going to be on the early church, on the book of Acts, and I think I need your help and your prompting and whatever you want to do. I just look to you this night. Give us liberty. And I believe that many people in this land this day need to have a little bit of insight what the early church is about and what you did for them and what you're going to do for us in this last days. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Book of Acts is sort of a bunch of words condensed. A lot of different subjects in the Book of Acts. I've read quite a bit. The first section is about the empowering of the church and how it fits with us today, and I pray that God will help us to do His will. I truly believe that basically the Holy Spirit is our lifeline that gets us out of this life. I've been feeling this in a real powerful way. It's like having a route of being able to escape. There's a place where you can get by, and I believe through Him is that way. And if we, by some not knowing, come against the Holy Spirit, I think we limit our lives in a very special way, in a very powerful way, because it says He shall lead you in all truth. He knows all things, is all things, and He will not lift up Himself, but He'll lift up the name of Jesus. So that there alone is mighty. His presence is mighty. I was reading last night, Jesus had spoken to His disciples. He said, I want you to tarry in Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high. That tarrying is something that I think that all of us need to learn. I think it's very special even about salvation, because that's something that we need to really to search for the Lord in a very special way. I believe that sometimes things might come too easy for us, and we don't get a real handle on it, or what are you going to say? It don't take us like it should. But if something comes hard for us, then we so more get into it. And I believe that the Holy Spirit is truly a lifeline that God has given us. And I believe that all churches should come to that agreement. According to the Word of God, He is that lifeline that gets us through life storms, and He also brings us through that at the day when we go by the way of the grave or whatever happens, He brings us safely back to Jesus. That's what it says. He'll bring us back. Jesus had seen the disciples. They were a little not knowing. They was real curious about what they was going to go and what they were going to do. And they had seen Jesus do these mighty miracles, and they had seen great things happen, but yet they really didn't understand. And they, even with His instructions through the Scripture, they really couldn't understand. But after they was endued with that power from on high, they received an inner strength that they never had before. And I'm reading today, it's for the same to them, the Lord thy, as far off as the Lord thy God is going to call. That's a pretty good ways off, you know. We might say, well, these things are not for us. But in those kind of reading, far off as the Lord thy God can call, that's a real distance that's covered by God. And I believe it behooves us to receive it with gladness, because I think God really wants to help us. But the Lord really wants this to be spoken out tonight, and I really want to try to do the best, and I hope He takes over. Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin. And I think all of us almost agreed on that. He is the reason we come for salvation. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now it's an added, little added, we don't hear that in the churches very much, but it's an added dimension. And then this here is what you need to, we need all of us work on this scripture right here. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as Lord our God shall call. That's for whosoever will. That's for everybody. There's nothing left out. Now let's get back to the early church. The early church was gifted with power. People spoke with other tongues, and it said, these men must be drunken. Peter said, no, this is not what you think it is. They're just full of this Holy Spirit. And that's an undoing that God spoke to us. In Joel, it talks about this promise to you and as far off as the Lord thy God shall call. So God called it. In Isaiah, I think, of it, as he says, he will speak to his people through the utterance of our tongues and that. It's a way, I really truly believe, I know myself, when something happened at that time, and I can't explain it. It's like, if I was to come up against the whole world, maybe the whole world was, I'd have to say, they had to say all they wanted, but I'd have to say, there's something wonderful about that encounter. I believe you can too. That special time. There's nothing that you can, in life itself, that gives you that, I don't know what's a pureness in your heart, maybe it is, maybe that's part of it, but there's something that's never, even salvation, it comes beyond a dimension that you can't express it through words. You just have to tell, Lord, I love you. I know you understand, because there's no way that we can just tell someone how it is. I know my wife told me, she said, I cannot tell you, because it's something you'll have to experience. And truly, it is something that we need to experience. And it's not for just a certain few. It's for all. And I remember here about 30 years ago, the full gospel ministry was really in full swing. And I remember a lot of men who were church members, different denominations, and they were really struggling. I know one up here, I was in the same church he was at, and he couldn't even pray. After he had received the baptism, he turned on. I know a tire shop in Fallon, Nevada, Bob Smith. They said he was one of the wildest, rowdiest persons in that country. He'd go to church, but he was rowdy, and he was still a little bit wayward. When he received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, he started a chapter in Fallon. And many people who were saved, many people got their lives touched because of him. Because he had been baptized with the Spirit of God. And like he said, I don't know why, but it's something there. It's something the man needs. Yes, women need it too. But men need that special dimension that no Peter did. Before that, he even told Jesus, I'll never deny you. And Jesus said, well, before the cock crows thrice, he'll deny me. And after that, Peter made sure his words were sweet, low, and on target, and moving by the Spirit of God. Because the book of Peter has some great truths. First and Second Peter has got great passageways about the last days and about great power. But we all know that Peter sort of, he was very impulsive. He would just say something, and Jesus all the time had to keep saying, Peter, lovest thou me more than these things? And Peter said, oh, you know I do, Lord, you know I do. But yet he couldn't handle himself. And I think that's when I've seen with the people I was around. They loved the Lord probably before that, but not like they did afterwards, but they could handle themselves. These men, there was thousands of them that day. I seen from the California up in Oregon, and I seen how all their wives had said, well, they were just a sort of a misfit, and after that, that turned them on. So there's something to it. I know there is. And I've seen a lot of miracles and things happen, but I know it was by the Spirit of God. Nothing else. It was through the Lord. Let me know it was by the Spirit of God. The same Spirit that works in us to edify, to lift up, to encourage, to move mightily by His mighty hand. And He is available, but many people are trying to actually make it silent. I went to a church just 2 weeks ago, and I was so shaken. I mean, the whole church was caught up what this man said. And he was so off because there was the Holy Spirit left totally out. And anymore, the Holy Spirit is left out. Most all the places you go, He just left out. There's no mention of Him. He never existed. He doesn't exist. And that's the way the people act. It's something they don't want to discuss. It's something they don't want to think about. But I truly believe it's what God gives us, and we actually handle this gift very wrongfully. We may find ourselves in the last days, the Lord says, you know, I never knew you. I truly believe that, because it is a great power. And I believe what this day the Lord just gave me a lot of revelations. It is something that the church would never have been complete without the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's a piece, it's a part in there that you can't operate your church only because you're getting your help through the guidance system that's not by guessing at it. Because I guarantee you, you know exactly, and he'll tell you right now, you know. He's that fast. It's not something just as a thought of whim or something, but He's real. He's very, and time, you know, I was going to tip a cat over about 4 years ago, and I thought in my mind when it was taking place, I said, I don't know why I thought that, but I did. I thought, why did I go out here this far and this out by myself and get killed out here in some place like this? I just thought that real. The Lord told me to straighten up, get a hold of myself, and I was going to get out of there. And I would not have made it out of there if what He hadn't done that. I was going to be in an automobile accident out of a certain city down south here. Spirit of God, there was a truck coming right across the highway. No way I could. I was already sliding. Spirit of God says, tell me exactly. And I can't explain to you how that it must outspeed your intelligence 1,000 times. Because what He tells you that you can actually, what to do, it would take 10 minutes and it doesn't a fraction of a second. That's what's so, it's like there's something that you can't explain it. He's beyond our thinking ability. He's beyond the human endeavor. He's as a spirit one. He's part of the Godhead. He's part of God Himself. He's the God of the Holy Ghost. And He's the part of God that we can easily grieve. We can easily make Him leave. And see, that's what our church is. He'll leave you. And then we was talking about praying for a certain girl. Well, that's why we can't right now, because He's not really, there's some places that we have to be walked very quietly, because He's been grieved out and He won't go against that. God is so wonderful. But the early church found itself in a place when Jesus really wanted to. He sent the Apostle Paul along later to give us great doctrine, give us great insight on the Word of God. And all of it was basically ordered by God. And it all dovetails, it all matches, it all is very up to date. And how the early church, there was great power because of oneness. There was only one Spirit. When the Spirit of the Lord is, there's only one Spirit. There's not three or four different ones. And he's never confusing. Where there's confusion, there's every evil work. That's what the Bible says. So when we have confusion in our lives, that's when we really need the help of the Holy Spirit to help us to catch where we are and have him help us to get out of this mess before we get struggling too heavily that we want to quit. Many people do quit. They may just give up the work. But God wants to equip us with the Holy Spirit that helps us to start up that very first day of our life with Jesus. And he gives us that unction that works within our heart that we know if it's from the Lord or not. And if we start getting into circumstances that we feel awareness of a wrong thing, he will make sure we know that too. He compliments us on our decisions and everything that we do, there's a decision that needs to be made. And we make these decisions all day through life. That's why we need the prompting of the Holy Spirit that we're right on where we should be. We don't have to go back and lay any or redo anything that we should not have done. Sometimes we say things too hastily and they're not, and we hurt feelings. We try to say, well, it was just a slip of the tongue. But a lot of times it's just because we're not walking where we should walk. We're really not where we should be spiritually. We really need to take time to pray that we might become holy. Without holiness, no man shall see or please God. And I truly believe that the Spirit of God is that edifying. It's for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, that we might be edified for God's work. We need to become in that perfection. We need to come in the tutorship of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Now, I don't want to lose anybody yet, but actually when I, about 30 years ago, every morning, the Lord had schooling for me. And generally went all day long. I held my job, just like a normal job, and my job went way better. But I started off by praying. And I actually ended up where I probably prayed at least 3 or 4 hours a day in the Spirit. When I got home at night, the Lord says, I want you to tithe your time reading the Word. But don't read it like normal, just eat it. That means, what eating is, mean you're not there trying to argue about this, and that. You're eating it, you're just taking it into you, just to get it inside of you. You're not there, you're not questioning it. You're not saying it's right or wrong, you're just getting it in him. Because this is where God wants us to be, in our inner man. So when this started taking place, I could see myself that big changes was happening in my life real fast. When the Lord would tell me exactly where I was going to be, I was right on God. Because that's what the Spirit, he is that friend, that closeness that you can have every day of your life. He's the one that helps you when you're in Korea, when you're in Timbuktu, wherever you are, he is your friend. He's your source. He's your helper. He's greater is he that's in you than he is in the world. It says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. For God has given us the spirit of fear, the power, love, and a sound mind. When he's there, he is the comforter. So the comforter comforts you through life's toil because there's problems out here that we face. And he comforts us in all these areas. And I don't know any place in the world that you go to and get that comfort. But he's there, available, that you know him every day of your life. But our churches have really short changes because I'm sorry to say, they have never put really no importance in it. But I'm standing here tonight, it's real important. Where it's mandatory that we have this. It's like when I went to Bible school, the English teacher told me that I didn't know enough, which I knew I didn't. But when we learn things, it helps us in learning more. And I have to say, I was handicapped because I didn't know enough. I had never finished high school at that time. And she was right. But we're the same way. The Holy Spirit enables us. We start growing in the Lord. In the power of his might, we might start walking in his leadership. He might lead us beside the still water. He restores our soul. He leads us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley, the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. He is all that. He helps us. He helps us to control our lives that we might not be a lost soul. I was going to say something else, but lost soul fits it better. When we're lose our way, we're a lost soul. Without the Holy Spirit, we're a lost soul. Because we really don't know. We might say, well, I'd ask God, but with the Holy Spirit, you know. You know exactly. You know, there's such a, I can't explain it, but it's beyond, you know, it's okay. That all is well. All is up to date. He's greater than what you faced. He's greater than the problems you meet you. He is on your side. He will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. And that's what the Holy Spirit's for. That's what the early church found. There was great growth in the church. There was great multiplication of signs and wonders. And Ananias and Sapphira, they found that out. They took some money and Holy Spirit asked them what they do with it. They lied about it, so they both died. See, and they said there was much fear in the church in those days because you didn't want to do something out of kilter. And that's what God has. It's the Holy Spirit is like a policeman of the church. He's with you, but he's just a sort of overseer. He's for guidance. He's for direction. He says, for you know not to pray for as you ought. Therefore, he makes intercession with groanings which come together. He that searches the heart, knows the mind is there, and makes intercession according to the will of God. God uses the Holy Spirit to help us when we're unlimited within our own capability. And he is our strength. He's our shield. Without him, I could not make it. And another thing, if I didn't have him right now, I'd be so lonely. I mean, it would be a hard way. He is your friend. And I know him, I guess know him more than anyone else in the world. Because I spent a lot of time with him. He's worthy of all praise. And that makes me upset when people say bad things about him. Because he won't say bad things and he just backs off. He's not going to contest it very much. But it puts us in great jeopardy. Puts us in a great loss. We've lost that hand that can save us. That one that can get us through life itself. That one that can, when Jesus comes through the clouds of glory, he is going to be the one that takes us to him and delivers us to Jesus. Jesus said, it's needful that I go away. For I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But I go away, and if I go the way, the Father will send the Comforter in my name. It's needful. It's very, he said, needful. Needful is very, everybody should get the picture. It's very needful. And we need that help. We need his strength. We need his pardon. We need his uplifting. We need that mighty hand. You know, when you come across sickness of people, he's that one that can help you. I went to the hospitals a lot of times and Holy Spirit speaks so kind. Says, just obey what the nurse has said. Listen to them. So I listened. And then one couple of times they said, if you make any noise, we'll kick you out of this hospital before you know what's happening because we don't want no noise in here. The Holy Spirit says, you tell her you understand. And I told her, I said, I understand. I remember one night in a certain city down here, there was a young fellow, his name was Kendall, and he hit a telephone pole or a PG&E pole about 70 miles an hour. And he was a vegetable. And his dad called and said, well, Kendall's not going to make it. 11 o'clock, he called. And I said, well, I says, I'll pray for him here at home. I hung the phone up and the Holy Spirit says, no, you're lazy. Told me I was lazy. And I repented. I said, Lord, I'm sorry. He says, put your clothes on. Take your wife with you. Go down there. And I'm going to heal him tonight. I went in that ICU and there's about four or five of us living there together. And I don't think any of the rest of them had too much insight what was going to happen. But I knew 10 minutes after we was in that room, the Lord told me to look at his vital signs. As I started praying, those vital signs were nothing. They're just like zero. In 10 minutes, they started coming up real fast. And within 5 minutes, he sat up on his bed. Did he have a pencil? Because he couldn't talk. Jesus has touched him. And he was touched by God. I've seen these things happen. A girl, another girl that jumped off a bridge. And she wasn't supposed to live. And I told my brother here, I said, well, let's go and see her. But I don't know, we got in there to see her. They said she went home. Later, God healed her and she went home. In 2 days. So the Holy Spirit is that dimension that we need. My brother Earl was dying. He was in Reno, Nevada. And I went to Reno and my dad met me in that room, said no one can go and see him. I said, why not? I said, if he's dying, I would want my brother to come in to me. Well, I guess that's okay then. So I asked the nurse to, if you keep quiet. I told her I wouldn't move, make any noise, but I moved my mouth quite a bit, I know. But I prayed for Earl with the Holy Spirit, 2 hours and 35 minutes, he come back alive. I've seen these things happen time and time again. The Holy Spirit is this, what we all need. We need the Holy Spirit. He is God's, he's God himself. But he is our strength. He is our way maker. But you know, today at home, the Lord told me the Holy Spirit's about on his way out most places. He's not even around. That's sad. If people are so, just put him off. We don't need him anymore. We just won't talk about him. Well, that saddens the heart. Jesus was wonderful. Jesus had to go away. He paid a price for us that we might live. But the Holy Spirit came as a help for us. And I believe if we just continually neglect, this is neglect not thy salvation. We can't be neglect whatever God gives us. God has given us a Savior through life itself. And Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, they work together. They work hand in hand. But we're actually the temple of the Holy Ghost. That's what the Word says. And with that, we need to constantly be aware that there's nothing in this temple that's anything where he can't live within us. We need to make room for him because he is our success in life. You know, I was a Caterpillar mechanic at one time, and I was having troubles. I was having troubles with my health, my work habits, everything about it. I was having trouble. That's why I'd been praying so much about it. But when I went God's way, I never from that time, I can truthfully say, from that time on, when the Holy Spirit came in my life and I put him first, he directed my walk, my steps every day. And I believe if he can direct you as a caterpillar mechanic, he can just direct you anywhere you are. He needed to give him a little room because from that time on, every day was a good day. And I'd tell people, I'd meet them, have a good day. That became my motto because I was always having such a good day. Before that, I was not having good days. I was in trouble. I was in trouble. I just knew I wasn't where I should be. But when that started happening, it was just like I was complete. My heart began where I was discontent. I was content. I was no longer a failure, but I was in victory. I was walking as an overcomer. I was walking in peace. I was no longer bound in mully grubs. I was walking in heavenly land. I was walking in the power of God. I was walking in the holiness. I was walking in his deliverance. I was walking his guidance, his direction. And he said that he might uplift us in such a way that we'll not be that vessel of dishonor. He wants to be a vessel of praise that we might glorify and glorify the wonderful name of Jesus. We need to glorify that wonderful name. Jesus, you are the life. And Lord, I thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you, Holy Ghost. I thank you that you're real. I thank you this wonderful day. I thank you that I pray that this little message might be go to the hearts of these people because I believe that it's from the bottom of my heart. And I've done the very best I can. And Father, I pray that you touch them in a mighty way. Touch those this day. Take their unbelief. Encourage them. to help give them a new strength, a new hope, a new direction, a new anointing in the wonderful name of Jesus. Father, we just praise you. We thank you for thy magnificent glory. We thank you that you're real. We thank you, you are our Redeemer. We thank you, and we know that you're coming soon. And we pray that we'll be ready. We pray that our lights will be shining for thee this day in a mighty way. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. To God be the glory, to God be the praise. We thank you, we thank you, we praise you that you're real. Glorify that wonderful name. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. To God be all glory, to God be all praise. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Oh Lord, if there's any out there this night that needs salvation, I pray that they would accept you as the Lord and Savior. What are the needy is this night? If anyone needs you as the Holy Spirit, I pray that whatever the need is, that they will call upon you. And Lord, that you'll make yourself real to them. Help them this night. Help them in a mighty way. We lift up all people. We pray for America. We pray for our nations. We pray for the people of the world. And we lift up the people this night in the wonderful name of Jesus. And Father, if that one lady that prayer request that my brother told me about, for her face, I pray that right now that you might touch her in a mighty way while the anointing's on me. I pray right now, and that's why I can't pray only when the anointing's on, but the anointing's on me right now. I pray for her face, whatever you, if thy will be done, Father, if thy will be done in her life in a very powerful way, I pray that this moment that she'll be touched. Brother Clint, you agree with me. And Father, we pray for the agreement in her life in the wonderful name of Jesus. For those who have come against and have brought bad things in her life, we pray that you'd heal her, bless her in a mighty way. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.